USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
More Americans expected to roll up their sleeves for an additional dose of the coronavirus vaccine after the FDA authorized booster shots for adults on Friday. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, on CNN's State of the Union, encouraging Americans to do so.
Now's the time to do it. As we're getting into the holiday season, you want to be fully protected in the sense of getting optimal. I mean, the vaccines themselves clearly are still highly effective, but you want to make sure the durability of that protection is longer.
More Americans disapproving how President Biden has handled the increasing costs of goods. A CBS News YouGov poll released today found only one-third of those surveyed approve of how the president has handled inflation. Less than half of respondents as well giving him high marks on major issues such as race relations, the economy, and immigration. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
People are already traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. The TSA reporting that its officers screened more than 2.2 million passengers at airport security checkpoints on Friday. That is the most flyers since the pandemic began in early 2020.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but it's the busiest travel week coming up of the... Well, okay, you've heard it before, but it is a very busy travel week with Thanksgiving coming up Thursday, and some stormy weather is expected to affect a lot of people's travels in the Midwest. And later the upper northeast, there will be heavy rain and high winds. Starting off the week, the conditions could cause air travel delays, just as tens of thousands of people across the nation are starting to head out for Thanksgiving. Travelers are advised to keep an eye on their airline's webpage to check for any possible flight delays.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reporting, FlightAware tracking more than 1,000 delayed flights and 50 cancellations in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Kenosha, Wisconsin, businesses nervously anticipating today's protest march against a jury's acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse. Some fear their stores will be looted when the march begins in about an hour from now. A Nordstrom in Northern California was ransacked by dozens of apparent looters clad in ski masks while armed with crowbars, according to witnesses and video footage reporting in the Epoch Times states. At least one employee was hit with pepper spray. Two others were punched and kicked by the looters. A video by a local NBC reporter states that there were about 25 cars blocking the street before passengers rushed into the store en masse. They were seen smashing shelves and then getting into vehicles with bags and boxes of items. Meanwhile, across the world, protesters took to the streets of their countries to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandates.
Anti-vaccination protests took place in major cities across the world on Saturday as a backlash to the rising tide of mandates. Protests in Los Angeles, New York, London, Paris, Zagreb, Madrid, Canada, and several U.S. states were noted in the media. European cities saw large turnouts. Crowds estimated at more than 120,000 across various cities in France, part of an ongoing series that is now extended for more than 2 months. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.